Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee. Well, the government has declared that our continued greater prosperity depends largely on increased trade, and no potential market must remain untapped. Now, this is a sentiment which is heartily endorsed by Chief Petty Officer Pertwee.
There you are, Mr. Pipsqueak. I told you I got it, and there it is. Cheap at half the price, Mr. Pipsqueak.
It really is lovely, Mr. Pertwee.
Yep, this souvenir has been in the Pertwee family vault for over 100 years, Mr. Pipsqueak.
Yes, it is a bit mucky, isn't it?
Well, all right then, for an extra couple of bob, I'll chuck in a duster.
You are sure it's genuine, aren't you?
Genuine, Mr. Pipsqueak, of course. Genuine? I'm hurt, Mr. Pipsqueak, that's what I am. I'm hurt. E-R-T hurt. Only a great family financial loss that forces us to sell this heirloom at all.
Financial loss, eh? A crash on the stock exchange, I suppose.
Well, not exactly, no. Our last couple of bolts. Fell at the third cent for the 3:30 on Thursday.
Well, it's very tempting, Mr. Pertwee, but where could I keep a thing that size?
Well, in your front garden, of course.
Oh, well, it would be unique, you, wouldn't it?
Eh? Oh, unique, that's of course. Yeah, I mean to say, who else could have a flower bed with a figurehead of victory stuck in it?
Well, I don't know what the neighbours will say. I mean, she is rather a large lady, isn't she?
The Jane Mansfield of her day, she was. Yeah, still, if you want to paint in a bit of green lease around the department, I've got a few gallons of dye gloss going cheap.
Honey, you know, I didn't think Victory had a figurehead. I thought it was a coat of arms.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when they took me off, they had a put something on the front to cover up the screw holes, didn't they?
I never thought of that. Of course. I mean, if they'd just left it, she'd have leaked, wouldn't she?
Very likely.
All right, Mr. Pertwee, I'll take it. Here's the money. Now then, when can you deliver it?
Deliver it? Oh, I'm afraid we don't do no delivering.
But I can't walk through the streets carrying a great big figurehead.
Well, I don't see why not. You'll look lovely together.
Well, if I take it home like that, it'll spoil the surprise.
Surprise? What surprise?
Well, it's going to be a birthday present for my mother-in-law. And if that thing staring in her bedroom window doesn't frighten the old faggot out of me house, nothing will.
Well, then why don't you carry it down to the pub, hide a few drinks until it gets dark, and then take it home?
I suppose I'll have to.
That's a good lad. And take it out the back way, if you don't mind.
Why?
Well, I don't want you to pass number one's window with it.
Oh, you think he might object?
Well, it's possible, yeah.
Ooh.
You see, I half promised that he could have it, and if he sees you carrying it off, well, he might get jealous.
Oh, I am a lucky man, Mr. Pertwee.
You are, Mr. Postgrove, you are. Now, then, up with it. Over on one shoulder. Ah, that's it, silly now. Can it look out? Mr. Postgrove. Are you all right? All a bit saggy in the knees, Mr. Pipescrow, and you? Nothing, no.
I knew she was top-heavy.
Never mind her vital situation. Now, get it out of here before number one comes round to see what all the noise is about.
Right, Owen. Thanks again.
Johnson? Johnson? Where are you, Johnson?
Right behind you.
Oh, tell me. Look, never do that again, Johnson, or you'll give me a attack of the allergicals.
Beg pardon, I'm sure.
Right, granted. Johnson, you'll be glad to know I've told Bessie.
Yeah, I heard you. There's one born every minute, isn't there?
Yeah, that is my son, and you're one of them. Yeah.
Eh?
Now, get whittling with that penknife of yours. I want 6 more figureheads, quick.
Oh, well, that shouldn't take long, should it? Just a chip off here and a chip off there and... Good morning.
Come back here, pumpkin posterior. I've got 6 more customers coming in for the one and only cigarette or victory. So get the next 6 on the assembly line, quick.
You're rotten, you are. Rotten. Rottity-tot-tot-ian, rotten.
I'll be even rottity-tot-tot-tottener if you don't get those cigarettes, mate. But get on with it.
I say, Heather.
What is it now, Superman?
Oh, flatterer. No. It seems to me that we've been going round together for some time now. And, well...
What's the matter? You getting dizzy?
Yes. No. Well, I mean, we've been going steady for some time now, haven't we?
Oh, very steady. Any steadier and would be fossilized.
Yes. Well, there you are, then. People will be beginning to talk.
I wish you'd talk occasionally. Having a conversation with you is like trying to read a book on the top of a bus.
What do you mean?
I keep getting the same few words over and over again.
Well, why don't you ring the bell and get off? Oh, and I see what you mean. Yes. I'll come straight to the point, Heather.
Oh, well, it's the first time for everything, I suppose.
Yes, and there comes a time when a chap thinks about settling down.
Does there, Leslie?
Yes, there does. So I thought. Well, I thought. Perhaps it was time. About time. I met your mother and had a chat to her.
Well, you can if you like, but it won't do you any good.
Oh, why not?
Because she's married already.
Right, so I should jolly well hope so. I mean, after... Oh. No, that's not quite what I meant, actually.
Oh, what a pity. Mummy will be disappointed.
Oh, bother the buzzer. What's number one want this time?
Well, it may not be number one who wants you. Commander Purvey's with him.
Oh, that's all right, then. They can keep each other company until I get there. Oh, lummy. Thundergut. Five of them. Oh, that's Tornet.
Come in!
Sub-Lieutenant Tornet buzzing. How many buzzes make five? Thunderguts, bother with your buzzers.
If he settles, number one, spot him. Yes, with pleasure, sir. Mr. Phillips, Commander Purvey's got a job for us, which is somewhat unusual.
You mean we're going to like it?
No.
What's the job, sir?
It's an emergency, Mr. Phillips. We have to dispose of an old wreck that's become dangerous.
Oh, it's a bit drastic, isn't it? I mean, old Thundergut blows his top at times, but disposing of him is...
What?
I think I'll... I want it in the outer office, sir, urgently.
No, you're not. They'll stop hopping up and down like a yo-yo with a string cord.
Yo-ho, sir. Aye, sir.
Try and get it into your thick head that Troutbridge is to dispose of a sunken wreck that has shifted and become dangerous.
I see, sir. What's the name of the ship, sir?
The Marie Villette. Why?
Oh, nothing. Just wondered when it was I sank it.
Funnily enough, Mr. Phillips, this one went down long before you were born. It may well have been your great-grandfather who did it in, but it wasn't you.
Oh, a legacy.
May I add, Mr. Phillips, that whilst disposing of this wreck, their lordships would be very grateful if you didn't create another one.
I'll do my best, sir.
Do, because the only other ship that will be near you will be a salvage vessel, and I shall be on it.
Well, we'll show you a lifeboat. enjoy your swim.
Oh, sort him out, number one.
Certainly, sir. Mr. Phillips.
Sir?
Shut up!
Oh, sir. My up is now shut.
Now, try to remember, both of you, that disposing of this wreck is a job for the experts on the other vessel. You'll just be there to assist, if required.
Assist, sir?
Assist. Not foul up the whole operation by cutting the marker boys adrift and ramming the salvage vessel head on.
Understood, sir. Except, just one thing.
Well?
What are marker boys?
He'll do it. I know he will. There'll be marker boys all over the Atlantic. You'll play billiards with them. I tell you what, sir. If you get to the wreck first, why not tie labels on all the boys? Property of Commander Povey. Finder will have postage refunded.
Postage will be... Are you mad? If he didn't cut them adrift accidentally, that conniving chief petty officer of yours would deliver them personally. Then swear blind he posted them from Hong Kong.
Registered post, probably. Actually, my suggestion was meant to be a joke. Thank you, Miss Phillips. Jolly civil of you.
Number one. When I entered the Royal Navy, I decided to make it my career. I worked hard and promotion came fast. Very fast. Until I got mixed up with your lot. And now I doubt if I'll ever see any promotion again.
Oh, cheer up, sir. There's no accounting for these things. I mean, look at me. I've been a sub-lieutenant for years, but they'll catch up with me one day.
Oh, I'm sure they will, Mr. Phillips. Probably very suddenly, I imagine.
Need I say how much I shall look forward to it?
Oh, thank you very much. It's jolly civil of you.
I can't stand any more of him, number one. Have Totbridge prepared for sea at once. I'll signal the exact location of the wreck in a few hours.
Very good, sir. We'll join you there.
Eventually.
Eventually? Mr. Phillips, I don't care if you use a bus map or work out your pots by counting on beads. Get Tugbridge on station at the right time, or the Navy's going to lose a sub-lieutenant.
Oh, you mean my promotion's coming through at last? Oh, bully for Leslie.
No, I do not mean I'm dying.
Steady, sir. I've just realized what's wrong with him. The parts are all there. They're just assembled in the wrong order.
Oh, I'll see you later. Or else...
I wonder who rubbed him up the wrong way.
I doubt if you ever know, Mr. Phillips. This trip's jolly inconvenient. I trust we shan't be away long.
Oh, why, sir?
Oh, nothing. It's just I was thinking of the first time I had a chat with Heather's mother.
Oh, I shouldn't worry, sir. She's already married. a chat, sir?
Yes.
I suppose you wouldn't rather have a chat with me, sir?
No, I'm afraid not.
I'm a jolly good chatterer.
Yes, I shouldn't be surprised if you won prizes for it. Now, if we're going to be ready to put to sea, I'd better tear Chief Petty Officer Pertwee away from his current commercial dabble, whatever it is.
She loves me. She loves me not. She loves me. Pertwee loves you not. Oh, me poor little thumb.
Ah, pity you didn't hit your head. You might have knocked some sense into it.
What's the matter now, then?
Look, all I asked you to do is just knock up some figureheads. That's what I asked you to do. Not whittle and wallop away at works of art.
Ah, well, it's a pity you said that, because now you've done it.
Done what?
You've upset my artistic temperament. I've lost the mood.
Then you'd better find it again, quick, Patty. Or I'll start whittling away at you. I've got customers waiting.
Well, they'll have to wait. They didn't rush Henry Moore when he painted the Mona Lisa, you know.
Now, look, Johnson, I've told you before. We're flogging figureheads, not doing our tape for the tape.
But I shan't sign me name on them. They'll remain a nonny-nonny-nonny-nonymous.
Nonny-nonny-nonymous?
That's what I said. Give or take the nonny. The connoisseurs will haggle about them, but no one will be able to prove these are chips off Abel Seaman Johnson's block.
An artistical tragic, I'm sure.
I might have won a prize at Crofts with them, you know.
Very likely. Yeah. A prize knit. Now get on with it.
Gee.
Now you can't. Let's have a bit more of the Epcot and less of the Epstein.
Now, I was just thinking, are all the people who've already bought these figureheads locals?
Well, of course they are.
You're going to be for it if two of them are next door neighbours, aren't you?
Oh, no, I'm not, Giggle Niggle. I'll swear blind the victory had figureheads at both ends.
You don't miss a trick, do you?
No, I don't. Watch what you're doing with those bits you're chipping off.
Why?
Firewood. Fourpence a bundle. Oh. Change out, just testing. 1, 2, 3, 4. Mary had a little lamb. Good morning.
I bet that was the National Gallery asking me if I'd knock them up a few bits and pieces.
Not unless you're listed in the phone book as Mr. Anonymous. Give or take a nonny, it wasn't. Hello, National Gallery, yeah.
Is it really, Chief? Well, this is Whistler's mother.
Oh, hello, Mum. Oh, I mean... hello. Hello, sir. We must have been cut off.
No, I doubt it, Chief. The exchange just tested the line.
Oh, I see. Well, can I help you at all, sir?
If you can, it'll be the first time ever. We've been called in to assist in removing a dangerous wreck.
Oh, really, sir? When did Mr. Phillips hit it?
Well, strangely enough, this isn't one of his.
Oh, the non-anonymous.
Quite. Give or take a nonny. Chief, have Trowbridge... chief, will you have cartridge made ready at once, please?
Oh, is it? May I wish you a very pleasant voyage, sir.
Thank you, chief. And may I wish you one as well? You're coming with us.
No, I'd rather not, sir. I just put in for compassionate leave, sir.
Yes, I just sent it back, chief. The answer is no.
But, sir...
No, chief. I'm not granting you leave just because your dear white-haired old mother can't get in and out of her bubble car unaided.
Oh, well, there's me aunt, sir. Me aunt. It's a sad case. Struck down with arthritis knee. Tennis elbow and athlete's ankles all at the same time.
No, chief. Get cartridge prepared and stand by for sailing orders.
Aye, aye, sir.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Well, that's it then. That's what then? Well, I can stop whittling and walloping away at me works of art, can't I?
Oh, no, you can't, podgy Picasso. We're taking one of those figureheads with us.
Whatever for?
Well, look, use your loaf. With Mr. Phillips's navigation, we may end up anywhere. If we've got one of them figureheads with us, we can open up an overseas trade.
Wow. And if we end up in Africa, I could take a few extra swipes at it and turn it into a Tottenham pole, couldn't I?
A Tottenham pole?
Yeah.
It's pronounced Tootin' Pole.
Hurry.
Yeah, well, hurry up and finish them all. And we'll get it aboard Troutbridge. Come on.
Left hand up a bit.
Left hand up a bit, it is, sir.
She'll be on the station any second now. Ha-ha, there's old Thunderguts and the salvage vessel.
Mr. Phillips, sir.
What's that?
The marker boy, sir. It's the marker boy. It's cut adrift.
Oh, bad show. They should have tied it up.
They did. You cut three of them loose. There's only one to go now.
Oh, don't you worry, sir. I'll have it in a jiffy. Just one good whack. Oh, lummy.
Ahoy there! This is Commander Poby. Ahoy!
Ahoy, ahoy, ahoy.
Cheer up, sir. Perhaps he wants to know if you'd like your ball back.
Ahoy there, Commander Poby. Number one. He's got three marker boys already. For heaven's sake, drop anchor before that idiot gets Kane, Pat, and Matt.
Aye, aye, sir. Mr. Phillips, sir? Drop anchor.
Aye, sir. Drop anchor, chief.
Drop anchor, chief, sir. Haven't you forgotten something, sir?
What?
We're still moving.
Oh? Oh, yes, of course. Shove her into neutral.
Shove her into neutrality, sir.
Now, for goodness sake, don't touch anything until I tell you. Please!
Well, chief, while we're waiting, I think I'll do rounds.
Rounds, sir? You mean inspect the ship?
Yes. Any objection?
Not all. I mean, no. No, you should help yourself.
Thank you very much.
You weren't thinking of going anywhere near ship's stores, I suppose.
Yes, I was. As a matter of fact, I shall probably start there.
Oh, well, one man starts, another man finish. Oh, I know, sir. I've got an idea. The galley, sir. Why not start at the galley, sir? If anything needs inspecting, it's the galley. The food that comes out of there is...
Yes, very well, chief. I'll start at the galley.
Good, sir.
Then I'll inspect the stores.
Bad, sir. I mean, sir.
Come along, Mr. Phillips. You may as well join me.
Join you, sir?
Yes, mm-hmm. Who knows? During our travels, you'll probably see parts of the ship you never even knew existed.
Ship stores here. Able Seaman Johnson. Just testing. 1, 2, 3, 4. Mary had a little...
Belt up!
Oh. Well, that's the two of us.
Two of you?
Yeah, me and Van Gogh both lost their lift lug holes.
Look, Johnson.
What?
Is that figurehead a ball?
Yes.
Well, hide it, quick.
Hide it? How can I hide a blooming great thing like that? It's enormous.
Well, do the best you can. Put it at the back of the stores and store everything you can lay your hands on in front of it.
I can't, chief.
Why not?
Because it's not in the stores. I couldn't get it through the door.
Well, where is it, you nit?
Outside the galley.
Oh, well, that's all right, then. Number one... The galley?
Yeah, the hot dinner hall.
Oh, I know where the galley is, you clown! But there's only one thing for it. Dump that figurehead overboard before number one gets there. Quick.
Dump me masterpiece overboard? Certainly not. I might get an ARA with it.
You'll get a thick EAR if you don't. I kept that flaming thing overboard.
Oh, aye, aye, Chief, but it's vandalism, that's what it is. Vandalism.
Then I'll vandalize you in a minute. Get it over the side.
Bridge number one here.
Starboard, look out here, sir. The frogmen have surfaced again.
Oh, thank you, Goldstein.
Oh, and there's a signal from the salvage vessel, sir.
What is it?
Signal reads, in case you don't know it, Lieutenant Commander Stanton is fishing off your stern again. Kindly ask him to cease immediately as he's caught two of our frogmen already.
Oh, dear.
Signal ends, sir.
I say, sir, what are those chaps in rubber suits and flat feet doing messing about in the water?
They are frogmen, Mr. Phillips.
Well, really, that's a bit much. I mean, there's a time and place for everything.
What are you getting hot and bothered about now?
Well, here we are, trying to dispose of a wreck. We have to wait while those chaps mess about trying to catch frogs.
Oh, really? Bridge number one here.
Starboard, look out here again, sir. Another signal, sir.
Go ahead.
Signal reads, frogmen have cleared most of wreck. Fire depth charges to clear remaining superstructure.
Depth charges? Fancy old Thundergods letting us do that. He must have gone balmy.
Signal continues. I haven't gone balmy. I've no choice.
Oh.
Signal ends, sir.
Thank you. Chief, sir. Stand by the fire depth charges.
Depth charges ready, sir.
Well, in for a penny, I suppose. Carry on, Mr. Phillips.
Aye, aye, sir. Fire one.
Fire one it is, sir. Oh, well done, sir. A bullseye.
Which way did it go?
It landed smack bang by the last marker boy, and now that's adrift, too. Bridge, number one here.
Another signal from Commander Povey, sir. Signal reads, I knew it, game, set, and match.
Oh, make a signal. Signal reads, Mr. Phillips, now open to offers to turn professional.
Aye, aye, sir.
Mr. Phillips.
Oh, sorry, sir. I was forgetting. Fire two.
Fire two it is, sir.
No. I...
You were saying, sir?
It's a bit late now. I was going to say don't fire any more.
An unidentified object surfacing alongside, sir.
What on earth?
It's... Oh, well done, Leslie. I've hit it. Look, sir, there's a figurehead.
Figurehead?
Yes. Yes, look, Chief.
No, sir, I'd rather not do that one.
Oh, do, Chief. This may be an historical moment.
Yeah, very likely, sir, but I'm not keen on historical moments. 1066, the great fire of London, that's been lost.
I say, what's that figurehead? Well, it's so remarkably well preserved, isn't it?
Remarkable. Almost looks like new.
Yes, I know. I know. It's the salt. That's what it is. It's the salt, sir. It's wonderful stuff for preserving and metallizing salt,
is. Is it really?
Yeah, yes, of course, sir. That's why they put those little blue paper bags of it in crisps.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, I was forgetting. I just thought of something. I wonder if we can claim treasure trove.
Right? Oh, well, far be it for the pert me to make capital out of work of art, sir, I mean to say.
Yeah, quite. Well, and I imagine it's always possible that this particular figurehead may not have come off the Mary Valette after all.
But it must have done, sir.
Well, not necessarily. Thank you. Now, it might well be one of the many figureheads said to have come off Victory.
Well, it's always possible, sir. I mean,
Victory, Chief.
Oh.
I forgot to mention that just before we sailed, I had a visit from three local inhabitants of the island.
Oh, blimey.
All accompanied by vast and dirty great pieces of whittled timber.
Yes, well, I can explain, sir. I had absolutely nothing to do with it, I'll tell you.
Oh, but I rather think you must have done. Take a closer look at that figurehead over the side, Chief.
Oh, I'd rather not, sir. I've never had much of a bonce for art.
Take a butcher's, Chief.
Oh, well, you insist. Oh, me.
Well, Chief?
Look, could I have a word with Abel Seaman Johnson, sir? It's nothing much. I just want to do him a Michael disaster.
What's going on? What's wrong with the figurehead?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all. It's an excellent likeness, isn't it?
But till I get my hands on the fat nits, that's all. I'll chip away at him with a cold hammer. That's what I'll do.
Likeness or what? Oh, yes. Oh, jolly good.
Yes. And so were the other three figureheads that the gentleman trundled into my office. Every one of them has the body of a Jane Mansfield, but the face is the spitting image of Chief Petty Officer Pertwee.
Hey, Mr. Bernstein.
So it is. Well, I can explain, sir. It's a case of the same calamity. I've got a twin brother in the woods.
And that was Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Commander Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Able Seaman Johnson was Ronnie Barker, Heather was Heather Chasen, Goldstein was Tony Levins, and Mr. Popesgrove was Michael Bates. And the recorded production was by Alistair Scott Johnson.